The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh. Let's peel away the layers and focus on you. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tata.
Pleasant good afternoon and welcome to this week's edition of Tell It to Stanya. Brittany, I hear some little background noise. Is it gone? Oh, okay, cool. All right, so listen now. You know, I like to say that so much happens within the time that I would have last been here. And last week, I actually visited Elutra, and it was amazing. Now, like most of you know, y'all know this. Most of my family, or my dad's family, is from Bryland, but I was in Central Elutra, Governor's Harbor, Palmetto Point. Went there for women's empowerment workshop. I was the speaker there. Had an amazing time. It really was good. It was good. And the food was good. You know, I'm on a little diet with Dr. Archer Cartwright. I hope she's not listening. But listen, I had all kind of stew fish and Johnny cake and everything you could think about. And it was free. That's right. I had the man stand behind me all kind of free food. So, you know, I wasn't ready to come back here. But anyhow, I had an amazing time. They had the junior John Canoe there. And it was peaceful. Elutra is booming. I didn't feel not safe. People seem to be getting along. People of different race, ethnicity. It felt great. Also want to say hi to Miss Judith, who I couldn't find a rental, but Miss Judith, she hooked me up, man. She hooked me up. I had my Jeep. She had the CD in playing the little Bahamian music. I want to say hi to Kaylee with the Airbnb. Man, I had a good time. I could tell you that. I am moving to the island. That's all I got to say. Anyway, so I come back and all kind of things look like it was happening. For starters, I see they had the Vibes Cartel concert. I know y'all ain't know nothing but this. Y'all is good, decent church-going people. Y'all ain't know but Vibes Cartel. But anyway, they had the concert. I mean, that's the most people I saw in one area. That was ridiculously crowded. Now, don't get me wrong now. Child, if I was here, I probably might have been there. Not. I mean, I like Vibes Cartel music. Now, don't get me wrong. That's right. I could sing some of them verbatim. But I can't take the big crowd. But it was a good crowd, and it seemed as though it went kind of peaceful inside. I know it was one or two car break-ins on the outside, but anyhow. And then, of course, on social media, there was this huge discussion, social media. Then, of course, it went into media and wherever else it went with Julian Believe and the crowd just being as he would have performed. I don't know. Now, this is a funny, like this is a real slippery slope in a way. And you could tell me how you feel about it. You could give me a call, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. You know, watching the crowd, you know, some people said that people just don't support Bahamian artists. But then when there are Bahamians performing, they have a good crowd too. I don't know. I think Julian Believe has done a really good job in terms of marketing himself internationally. I think he's done an amazing job. You know, even with the wine, some people complain about the taste of the wine, but that ain't my business. But I think he has really put himself out there. But then there were a lot of people that said that I spoke with a Bahamian living abroad, and he was like, man, listen, the three white people in the front wasn't even moving. Man, I say, now y'all ain't got to act like that. Y'all really ain't got to act like that. But what also came to the surface with that was that a lot of persons said that he was not a very nice person and that it was more. I found that to be very, very interesting. Could it be you could have talent, but if your personality is not of good character, people will not support you? Why y'all think they didn't support him? You think it was a humbling moment, or was it just people just don't like his version of Bahamian music? Or was it just also the wrong selection for the event? Because he's a different type of artist from what Vybz Kartel had going on. I know Wendy performed, and Wendy didn't get all this backlash. And Brittany, why are you looking like that? I got two Brittany's with me today. I got producer Brittany, then I have guest Brittany. Why are you looking like that? Wendy didn't get all that. She ain't get all that cut up. Anyhow, you done looking at me lost in space over there. Okay. But, right, so Wendy didn't get it. We didn't hear anything about that. So is it simply that it was a humbling moment for him? Or just a bad night, or... Well, yeah, I know. But anyhow. Then on social media, I was all about this because I like to help people. I am a life coach because I like people business. That is correct. That's it right there. Hey, hold on now. Woo! Lord, somebody messaged me say that This is the comment now, talking about Vybz Kartel concert with Julian Believe. They booked him knowing Bahamians don't like him. Like you said, there are numerous Bahamian artists that Bahamians love and would have danced to. Listen, that was like a roast on social media where I saw different artists. I saw different people in the music industry talking about his behavior off stage. It was very... Boy, I ain't saying nothing. That's all I'm saying. Anyhow, let me go on. Damn, and I'm going on social media. See, they had... Boy, Bahamians, y'all... I don't know. I feel like y'all just like to do people bad sometimes, too. Or it's almost like it's a witch hunt, man. Now, there's another thing that I don't know too much about. The Creators Alliance Bahamas. Brittany, you know about that? You heard about that? A little bit. Right. So when I came back, and you know, I done it be slow. Yeah, listen, I be slow. I just don't know what is be going on. And nobody is sending me things. So I am like the last to know. So I kept seeing this CA Bahamas or CA Bahamas. I say, what is this? So I had to ask one of my Trapsy friends. Hi, Debbie. what this Creators Alliance Bahamas about? Brittany and Mike. Brittany, say hi to everyone. Brittany Johnson.
Hi.
Okay, yes, that's my co-host / guest today. I'll tell you too, Brittany's here. You haven't heard about the Creators Alliance Bahamas?
No, I heard people talking about it, but beyond that, I don't even know what it was about. No, I don't keep up with those things.
Yeah, I'm with you. So apparently it is a pyramid scheme type of thing. I get you buy in, and then I may make, then you have to get 20 people to buy in type of thing. It's like almost like a pyramid. You're finding these investors, or you're buying products and all this stuff.
So there's something like Pineapple Express all over again.
WAP. Okay. And listen, then the person, you know, I see another message coming through. And if you want to send me a message, well, y'all done sending me messages. If you want to send me a message, you don't want to call in. You can text me at 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Okay? Or you can call 323-6232. We just talking today. Okay, so another text message says, Stanley, I watched the video when Julian Believe came out speaking Haitian language to a Bahamian crowd. It could be because Bahamians don't support that. Well, I mean, listen, that could be it too. You know, listen, two and three and so. But I know also that there is... There are a lot of Bahamians of Haitian descent, and I know many who were there. They wasn't even moving, buddy. So I know. There are a lot of my clients. I ain't calling no name, because I ain't calling no name, but I know they was there. I saw them. They told me they would go in. They were there. They are of Haitian descent, and they wasn't into the performance either. Okay, so back to now, this Caribbean Alliance. I thought it was Creators Alliance. See, you tell you, I don't even know too much.
Yeah,
I think it's either, well, anyway, Caribbean Alliance Creators. You all know what I'm talking about. Now, I can tell you this. I know the person who you all got to hang. I know her very well. Very, very well. Yeah, man, I know her very well. And I can't swear for nobody, because on any given day, child, I can't even swear for myself. Because, child, all these things I done do in life. I never thought in a million years I'd have done that and been that person. So I can't swear for nobody. Mm-hmm. All I could say is what I know about the person. And I know her to be a very hard-working person who, yeah, she always on the... She has a disability, and she was trying, or what I know, and I've known her for a few years, to be on the hustle, because we, as Bahamians, we ain't ready to hire people in wheelchairs. So the woman had to provide for herself and others. Now, whenever she, now, yes, she sells products, she sells all kinds of stuff. And sometimes she says, Stanley, you want to be a part? And then I roll her a little hip out and say, listen, girl, I don't be into them type of things. I like, first of all, I am like Tito Jackson in the Jackson 5. I just play my little guitar and I call it a day. I only got one. Listen, Stanya Davis' skill set is all about you need to get over a breakup. You're navigating the end of a stinky relationship. You come to me. Trust me. I am going to get you through that. And not only, let me tell you, not only that. I don't know what God be doing like this, with this. Most of the people who come to me, After coaching and counseling for navigating the end of these relationships, do you know that I would say 95% of my clients go on to get married? And I talk about married to good, decent people. God, where my good, decent person is. Brittany, you know where he is?
No, she ain't born yet.
That's another thing. You're trying to turn me into a cougar. Okay, but back to this. I can't swear for nobody. But I know her. Yeah, she's always selling products. She's always selling stuff for children. And quite frankly, personally, I don't be into nothing where I got to go bring in 10 people, 5 people, 3 people. Listen, I don't be into that. Like, what
the thing with these Ponzi, what are they, Ponzi scheme?
Mm-hmm.
When you bring in people, right, you knock out the person from the top.
Right.
So you can't really blame the person who started it.
Right. And that is what, because it seems like they did.
Right. Okay? The thing is, right, if I bring in 5 people, right, and my 5 people bring in 5 people, I knock out.
Mm-hmm.
So if the other people don't pay up,
right,
for the 5 people, then that's where the problem comes in.
Now, exactly. So like I said, I don't know all the details, but it seemed like it gone belly up. And because this person was, I guess, the face,
mm-hmm,
who brought in Bahamians or what have you,
mm-hmm,
listen, she got crucified. And Lord knows, I know what that feel like. Because, boy, I don't want to make this about me. But that, for the first time it happened in the Christmas, I ain't calling no name, because I promised someone who I respect very, very, very much that I would not bring up the company. But just know the people likes to kill me. I say, Jesus and all my, oh, years of living, I knew, because I was the face. And the people behind it made me the scapegoat. And may I add, they might be listening now. Their company gone belly up. That's all I got to say. But the people roast. And Bahamians, it's almost like we is be hungry for blood. And even in the face of truth,
yeah,
even in the face of truth, we will still choose to believe a narrative where somebody is the villain. So all I'm saying is, listen, man, I'm not saying she's guilty. I'm not saying she's innocent. What I am saying is that, first of all, y'all stop doing these little get rich quick.
That's
number one. Go work hard.
Everybody want to get money so fast, and then, yes, when they go in these things, they be like, oh, Lord, I don't know if I can get my money back. You already started it. Why go in it?
Then the second thing is, listen, think for yourself. Think of other possibilities. Don't always follow the crowd, man.
Yeah.
Don't always follow the crowd. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
The crowd can leave you.
Yeah, man. We have a mob mentality here, man. I mean, and every every week I turn on social media and some certain people tell, I ain't calling no name because I got too much of skeleton in my closet. I ain't to nobody airing out my dirty laundry jar. But every week there's some new target. Maybe they're trying to enlighten us to scams, because remember now, 2 and 3 and 4 things could all be true at once. Because there are people out there who scamming and doing foolishness, and they need to be exposed. But sometimes too, we need to do our investigation before we demolish a person.
Right.
Okay? All right. What else I see going on? Child, listen, Brittany, we could get to your story in a minute. Then I saw, Iron Lewis is now, he's no longer with the FNM. He's now a part of Coalition. Boy, listen, Coalition, boy, they be trying to recruit people now. My Lord, every time I listen, they trying to recruit. My friend, Stanley, who are you voting for? Listen, I voting for Jesus.
That's my answer. I voting for the Lord.
Yes, I am voting for the Lord. I voting for God.
Yeah.
That's who Stanley voting for.
Politics power too strong.
Listen, all I could do, you know what I might do though? Because you know I like to say, I don't talk about politics, then I still sneak it in a little bit. I think I may start, because election is next year. I think I may, what I may do, though, I think I could start inviting politicians once a month to come on the show. That's what I could do. I think I could do that. Let me see how that go. Mm-hmm. Then the last thing that I saw in the news, I was sitting here, sitting on the Guardian, reading. This one really disturbed me. Okay. Y'all don't be ready for these type of conversations, so. In the Guardian. Which day this was? Because I read this a little while ago. Right, that's early in the week. April 2nd. Stepfather accused of molesting 12-year-old. Let me tell you all something. Yeah, take a look, Brittany. Yeah. This is Brittany Johnson. Yeah, not Brittany producer. We ain't ready for the reality of what's going on in this country, no. We are not ready for the reality. We have a very rapey culture. Now, mind you, that story there, because when I read the whole article, it did say that the person needed a translator, a Creole translator, which leads me to believe that he is either a Haitian national or of Haitian descent, right? But that's that nationality. I am here to tell you, us, Bahamians, just as bad. Because, see, I don't want y'all come talking about, oh, the Haitian says do. Y'all, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember, I can tell you this. Well, I know if I say this story before, but you know, I a whole year's old. I only got one story, so I can say this story again and again. That's when you know you're telling the truth. Yeah. Okay, hello. I remember having a group, and normally I always do my stuff in small groups because it's very intense. I know y'all see I extra, so child, you know what's be going on. All kind of things be going on. Anyhow, so I'm having this small little group, and I think it was maybe six women were there. And so I was talking about, I don't even know how we went on to this topic, but I said, I have noticed that four out of five Bahamian women are molested before the age of so-and-so, molested or raped. And nobody said anything. I just was talking about my findings. Nobody said anything. Yes, it was five of them, I guess. On the break, do you know, four of those women came to me and said, it happened to me.
Yeah.
And what I find very disturbing, several things I find very, child, y'all could get everything today. What I find very, very disturbing, and this is why I say we have a rapey culture here. One. Now, this is the people who I have counseled, coached. This is my findings. I ain't saying this across. I'm just talking about Eve's Journey Life Coaching Institute, Stanya Omika Davis. Experience. Hello. What is very disturbing to me, this is why I say it's a rapey culture. You ready for this, Brittany?
I'm ready.
The mothers know.
I will. Yeah, I will.
The mothers know.
I would say the mothers know. And then they afraid for it to be put out there.
The mothers know. I mean, I can, I know I've said these stories again and again, and I can keep saying it. One person, when they said, they said from the age of like 5 or 6, the stepfather. And I'm like, what? I said, but you think your mommy knew about that? And she says, Stania, come on, I was only 5 years old. I never used to wash my clothes. My mommy would wash my clothes. My mommy would see, it would be stuff on my undergarments. Mommy never say a thing.
Yeah. That's when some mother's putting man over their children.
Yes. Or another incident that comes to mind where the dad was being, I don't know, he was rowing out the daughter, and the daughter said, if you don't stop, I'll tell all the neighbors what you's be doing to me in the nighttime. The mommy's sitting right there and ain't say a thing. Y'all know. We know. Or when, and why I say we got a rapey culture? We got a rapey culture because we know the molesters in our family. And then when people accuse them, what happened to you, Brittany?
I swear Jesus off the cross.
pushing one button.
No.
I mean, you ain't talking about everybody.
They'll swear Jesus off the cross. Oh, no, my good son won't do that. And he will never do that. No.
Yes.
You have to understand a person's nature.
Yes. And let me, this is the last point where I say we got a rapey culture here. Let me tell you all that. We got a rapey culture. We identify, no, this must be, oh, hold on now. This rapey culture / Stockholm syndrome. The Bahamas have a Stockholm syndrome. Let me show you one way. I could show you the other ways in another when I come back again. Why is it we got Stockholm syndrome as it pertains to being having a rapey culture? We would blame the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we crack joke, you know, when we see the young girls go missing. And we say, oh, they with their boyfriend.
Right.
Right? Now, clearly something is going on with this young girl. And you know what? And let's be honest now. A lot of times they are. Okay? We ain't got to play crazy with this.
No.
I ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
Because it's done 1:31. And I done ain't get to Brittany's story yet.
Yeah.
But most of the times, with men who are over the age of 18. Big, rusty man.
Yeah. I saw one incident in the newspaper where a man got charged with, I think, unlawful sex with a minor.
Yeah.
I think she was about 16.
Uh-huh.
And she did just turn 17, like February. And she was probably
15, because I think, the age of consent, I think it's 16.
But yeah, but she was 16 and she turned 17 in February. So she was by him. And she was also missing. And when the police found her, they locked him up because they say he abducted her. But she ran away by him.
But see, but the whole thing, listen, at the end of the day, or I've seen where, some of these young girls fast. Yeah, now they fast for true, I ain't lying. Child, I know I was fast too. I was fast.
No, these are different in this
day. No, they fast. Brittany, I agree.
They different.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
They are. First of all, that says something that's going on in their home.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a whole lot going on in the home, slackness there.
And then you gotta understand how they get exposed to these things.
Okay, coming back to that. However, Brittany, you trying to tell me that we want to hold the 15, 14, 12, 11-year-old, okay, a fast girl, more accountable than the 30-something-year-old man? Y'all telling me that this is what, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what we do, and we are wrong. We are wrong, and I'm not, and listen, the home environment, that's a whole, I wasn't even going to talk about these things today, but the home environment, that's another thing.
Yeah.
The other day, I was sitting in the wash house, minding my business. And so, I saw this young lady, she's in there, I don't know if the man is a husband or a boyfriend, and then their child, a little girl, she looks about 3 to 5, I don't know. And so the mom is dressed very, very provocatively, very provocative. And now I could see the mommy love the little girl. She was very affectionate with her, loving with her. Oh, my God. You know? And so they're sitting on the side of me. And so we start to talk. And then I crack a little joke. And I say, I could say something to you. Anytime when I come with that little baby voice, no, something coming with me. I could say something to you. So I say, I just trying to figure out how come you dress like this and your daughter, you know, your little daughter? So she said that, I said, you ain't taking that kind of send a wrong message.
Okay.
So she said, well, I mean, I feel like it is showing my daughter that she could love her body and all that. So I say, okay, I get that. I understand that. I say, but come on now. That's the wrong message. And you think that's the healthiest way for you to teach your daughter that?
No, you can't dress a certain way. And when your daughter get that, like, a certain age, she dressed like you.
Right.
Then y'all look like sisters. Like, no.
And listen, once again, I'm blaming people still won't do wicked things. But for me, I don't want no one to look at my daughter in a certain way.
Right. When you're a child, you dress like a child. You think like a child. Okay. And you talk like a child.
And then on top of that, women, we got to stop having this boyfriend and thing talking with their babysitting archer. Man, listen, I say I ain't coming for all this.
Child, I get 1 6-year-old daughter. And she's eyes bait on. Ain't nobody spit her. I spit her. And she'd be scared for me to wipe off. So I know you nobody getting on there. And I check her. So
okay.
With that, and then all these children up in these sleepovers, but sometimes in Airbnbs.
No.
They be getting all over the place. No. Like, come on.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, we got to do better in the home. And also, I said, we got this a little rapey culture. Oh, I got someone on the line. Hey, Brittany, what is this calling now? And stick to what we talking about, please. Because last time I was here, somebody was all over the place. Okay. And a caller? Okay. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good day.
Good day.
I pushed on listening to your show. And I said, let me try this number to find out if you were taking calls. Because I find it so interesting that nobody is calling in based on the subject you're discussing right now.
Because we got a rapey culture and we mashing cons and then some just listening.
Yeah, well, what got my...
Okay, he's hearing some feedback.
The radio. The radio. 20 feet away from the caller.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, yes. Okay, that's better.
Yes, well, I just said, let me try this number and find out why nobody is calling your show based on the subject that you're speaking about. And when you said that these situations happen and that these mothers know what's going on with the children.
Right.
And because what happened with me about 20 years ago when my daughter was about 8, and the other one was about 16, I had a situation where I had to tell the mother if she was to ever get into the relationship she was in with, because based on what I learned about the person, there was a similar history of that person doing the same thing to their daughter.
Right.
You see?
Right.
And but she know how I go.
Right.
And I let her know that, you know, if anything was to happen, if you carry on with it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You better take into account that.
No, I don't know what happened. The call got disconnected. Okay. Okay. I'm assuming what he is saying is anything happened. That sound like what my daughter dad to tell me. Because he mean, boy, I got plenty complaint with him, but I ain't talk with him complaint today. But I do remember one time him saying, listen, when I had a boyfriend at the time, he said, now, listen, I know that you're dating here. But anything happened to my daughter, let's just say he told me he was going to insert his foot in a certain part of my body that will remain nameless. That's all I can say.
I tell my children daddy that. So they don't have to tell me. I tell them because, first of all, y'all are the fathers.
But, and I have to say this, guys, man, you know, now, I am the person that you come to when it's the end of a relationship, right? By the way, I mean, I work with misunderstood people on the whole. But anyhow, but I, Stania Davis, I like fathers to be involved. Okay, whether or not you're married to a woman or you're not married, you live together, you don't live together, you can't stand a woman. And women, too, we have to allow the men to be fathers. But I remember thinking, like, boy, I used to get into some mischief when I was younger. Well, okay, hold on. Where? How come I had this little time? Okay, mommy did wait. And then, and this isn't saying that my dad was not a good father and wasn't there. But I was like, where was my dad? Fathers, y'all are the protectors. You provide security. When a man or this boy show up to your daughter or whatever, the woman, yeah, okay. But then see, there's that presence that the man have.
Right. Some men think child support is being a father. That's
right.
Not it.
Y'all go roll these jokers right out. Y'all, listen, we need y'all. You see this? You see this thing here? When we look at the statistics, when I say this before, like I say, I only got one story. When we look at the statistics of people who in jail, all them, for the most part, had mothers. What they did not have was a father.
Yeah.
We need y'all, and we don't need y'all to show up doing a bunch of fool. Like I like to tell my daughters all the time, I say, listen, don't bring people into your crazy. Okay? Don't bring people, if you smoke dope, you're hitting coke, hit it by yourself. Yeah. Don't bring people into your crazy.
Yeah.
Man, we need y'all, and we don't just need you, because see, you could be presently absent or absently present.
Yeah.
We need you. We need your protection.
Yeah, it's men who want to be fathers, and then it's men who just became fathers.
Yeah.
You know? Because if you have a mom that's going to ensure that this child is disciplined and understand.
Protected and provided for.
How to be treated.
Yes. And listen, and guys, see, your role, first of all, you have to show your sons how to be men.
Right.
And how to love and respect a woman.
Right.
You know, the other day, last week when I did the show, and I made this comment where I said that, okay, when I was asking the men what they liked about women. Now, what I did was that I sent them about 5 questions, and the instructions were, you can answer one or all of the questions or as many questions as you would like. Most of the men did not answer the question about what they liked about women, but they were very forthcoming with what they do not like about women. And what came to mind was Tupac's song where we say we gotta have a race of babies that hate the ladies. Listen, men, I am serious now. Yes, women have some issues with men, yes, but it's like a deep seat. Like, y'all don't really, and when I say y'all, I mean everyone now. Because y'all say, oh, look how Stanley generalized. Use your common sense, man. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Open up your big... What I tell my daughters? Big brain activity. Big brain activity. Listen. It's like y'all don't like y'all don't like women. Like, y'all hate women. And then you know what is... What is get me? This what... Child, Brittany, I know you ain't come on this show for this today. Brittany, man. This a conversation that I had with my younger daughter. Well, listen, me and my daughter, younger daughters have the deepest conversations ever. Okay? And she was like, but mommy, you know what's so interesting with that? These men, because I was like, boy, but what is scaring me is that they grow up with their mommy. And my daughter's like, yes, mommy, they Grammy babies. They Grammy boys. And they say they love their mommy, yet they treat women terrible. So is it that do you really love your mother? Or do you resent her?
Well, somebody told me, say, you always know a man like you the way he treat your mother. So if he treat your mother bad, you know
but
how he can treat you.
It's, I don't know. It's like they don't like y'all, and I talk, like y'all don't like women. Like, if y'all could, again, maybe that's why some men good. The next way, I know. Because if you're the only thing someone, and then what is giving me? Jesus, Lord. I like this. But listen, I don't, because I don't want to bash, because I love men. I ain't going to tell you a little word like, I stand your Omega Davis child. I love man, Brittany. Brittany, even though I say I ain't think I'm going to get married, right? I love man. I love talking with men. I love my male friends.
Yeah.
But guys, back to what I was saying, teach your sons how to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
And if you little waving, not quite sure about this thing, and you ain't think you have much to teach your son, and that's okay, you know, this is, but you know enough to know that maybe I need to enroll my son with a mentor and on something where he could learn how to really be a man.
Mm-hmm.
And then guys, the girls need you. Y'all teach us how a man supposed to treat us.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of, I ain't trying all the blame, because who we are is because of our parents, and who we choose to remain is because of ourselves. But be looking at your blueprint.
Yeah.
Y'all, listen, if when my mommy used to tell me things, or when I wanted to leave the good, decent government job the first time around, because you know I done do that a couple of times, you know I's a gypsy. My mom thought I was insane. I ain't saying she wasn't right, but anyhow. But when my father said, "You have always been my daughter who did her own thing. I know you'll be okay." Listen, I didn't give a 5 cents what nobody say. I ain't give a pump what nobody say. My daddy gave me the okay.
Yeah.
There's an essence that y'all bring.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say you are the leader when you are not leading.
No.
We need y'all. I know if y'all want to send me a text message, y'all could send me the text message 422-4796. Boy, this is a lot. Then plenty money, even had no father too. And then y'all are on here repeating this vicious cycle.
Right. There's a lot of broken homes.
And this goes for the mothers, and I could burn y'all out too. You know what we need to normalize too, Brittany? Brittany Johnson, Brittany J. Not Brittany producer, and Brittany Gibson. We have to normalize parents saying sorry to their children. We feel like the children supposed to go and apologize and make it right with the parents.
I feel like this stamina with parents apologizing to children come from the way we grew up with our grandparents. You know,
I agree.
Your grammy say, "Oh, he's
a child. Talk.
You know, stay in the child's place." Even if my grammy
wrong, right or wrong, yeah, it don't matter.
You don't talk back.
Okay.
Because if you talk back, you end up in a wall.
Well, you know what that caused? A whole lot of people, first of all, who are angry.
Right.
Who are depressed. We have a whole lot of people like that. And we have to, and I know it's a generational thing. I literally was having a conversation with my dad going back and forth. And he was like, "Oh, no, he's a child," and da 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 da. And on and on and all this. But listen, you want be right, or you will have a relationship with your children.
Yeah.
Sometimes the only thing it takes for you, and listen, guys and women, there's mothers too, because y'all full of nanny too now. Mm-hmm. I bun in everybody.
Listen to me. the hardest thing for a mother to do is to apologize to her child, because she'd be like, "Well, I'm wrong. I mean, she's a child, so I'm wrong."
Listen,
like, seriously?
None of us had this little parenting manual, and we mess it up. Yeah. I have messed it up. If you listen to my daughters, you'll swear to, listen, I must need to be arrested. According to them. But I still had to say sorry. When you want, it's 1:47. Listen, let me go to a quick commercial break. Come back so we could see what's going on in Brittany Johnson life. Okay? Because we didn't even get there. I didn't even come here to talk about this today. Anyway, Brittany G, take us to the commercial break. Thanks.
Services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
we are back. I already asked Brittany G. Why she? Brittany, why you let me run my mouth all that time? The hour done, almost done. It's all your fault, Brittany G. It's all your fault. Now, two days ago on my Facebook page, it said a child's first enemy is an unhealed parent. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Listen, we don't have a children's problem. You know, we have a parenting problem in this country. We have an adult problem. We have to really, really do better. We have to really work on ourselves. Anyway, Brittany J.
Yes.
Because you ain't even coming for a lot. You come here to tell me what happened to you. Because what I saw also, that was something else I saw on the page, I saw on social media, mm-hmm. where Candy Gibson was giving you a donation.
Yeah, she reached out to me yesterday.
All right.
Because she was trying to reach out to me from the day before, but I wasn't on my phone and didn't catch up with social media. And a lot of people was trying to reach out to me and I didn't.
So come now, because we done got 5 minutes. So tell me what happened.
Well, I mean, I had my spot for 2 years.
What spot?
I had a spot at Windsor Field Road for 2 years.
Selling what?
It was selling hot dogs and packaged snacks and, you know, different things.
Okay.
So I got my license. I got the Peaches and Parks letter. I got the police letter, health certificate, everything. So on Monday, March 24th, I went to drop my kids to school. I had already set up. Somebody was there. And upon my way back, I got a phone call from officers asking me if I had proper documentation to be there. I said yes. The documents was at the site, but the person didn't know where it was. So I told them where the documents was. I arrived about 2 minutes after they found it. So they gave it to the female officer who asked for it, and then she gave it to the male officer for him to take pictures. After she gave it to him, she didn't say nothing much. You know, she just was like looking. So what she told me to do, she said, what I need you to do, pack up.
Okay, so they closed you down that day.
Right. She didn't say why.
Okay, so no explanation, no nothing.
Nope, it was quiet. So I say, you know what, let me comply because these officers, and I'm really trying to go back and forth with them. So I say, okay.
Right, because it's best just to go do it and then deal with it.
You're questioned after.
Right.
So I say, okay, fine. She also said that she want me to come see her 2 p.m. tomorrow. I say, okay. I don't know what she want. Tell me tomorrow that she can't let me know. But I say, okay, fine. After that, I went by police headquarters to update my documents because the police one was expiring the next day.
So the police one was expiring the next day. It wasn't expired. No. Okay, cool. All right, let's go.
It was expiring the next day. And the Beaches and Parks one was up on the 16th, but I didn't realize that. So I went and renewed that one that same Monday also. So I went to go renew that. And I went to go renew the police one. When I got on the police headquarters, you know, I was questioning them as to, you know, why would she shut me down and don't tell me? It was like, they don't know because I have the rights to be at a location. The commissioner signed off on it. They don't know. I need to go see her tomorrow. You know, see
and
what
sort it out.
Right, see what she have to say and then come back and pick up my letter. I said, okay, you know, let me comply. I said, I'll see her tomorrow. I went to see her the next day. We had a nice conversation. She said when she came to see me, she was doing routine check. I said, okay, fine. She don't have no problems with me selling. She don't have no problems with my documents. Her and the male officer who was there also said the same thing. So she said the only problem that she has is my location. So I was like, you know, what's wrong with the location? She said when, you know, when planes passing, you don't want them to see you selling.
When planes passing?
I don't know who in a plane could see somebody
selling. Wait, hold on now. When planes passing, they could see you. Man, see, you see, this is what I talking about when I say the big brain activity. Man, come on, y'all. When the plane's passing, they could see you.
Right. And the spot that I'm at, police are not going to give me access if planes are passing. That is impossible to happen. Police are not going to give you access to a spot if planes are passing because you're in a hazard zone.
So you get closed down.
I get closed down. So She knew that I was going to go pick up my renewed letters because I said that I got all of my documents renewed and, you know, they told me to come back to it today. So she said, okay. So I went to go pick up my renewed letter. They told me I cannot get it. I was like, why? Because the officer rejected it and it's under investigation. I was like, how was it an investigation if she knew I was coming for it and she knew that I renewed them? She didn't, even when I was in a meeting with her, she didn't even say why. That's what I'm trying to say.
So
she told officers that our conversation was smooth sailing. If it was smooth sailing, right, why you still shut it down?
Brittany, you missed out one little piece because clearly that wasn't smooth sailing.
Me and this woman didn't even have a 10-minute conversation.
Okay, so she closed you down. No explanation.
No.
You had the proper documentation.
Right.
So, now, Brittany, are you a mom?
Yes, I have 3 children.
Are you, like, the primary bread giver?
Yes, ma'am.
Breadwinner?
Yes, I am.
For your kids? How old are your kids?
9, 6, and the last one turned 5 today.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, happy birthday. What is him?
Jerry.
Okay, Jerry.
We named Jeremiah, but call him Jerry.
Okay, he doesn't sound mischievous.
You wouldn't even see him yet. You should already know.
Because I'm moving in the spirit. So, listen now. So, when did all this happen?
This happened last week, Monday.
So, Monday coming is going to make a week that you have
Monday
not...
gone made a week.
So,
Monday
now,
coming making 2 weeks
that you have not worked to support your children.
Yes, ma'am.
And no explanation given.
Even to the day she never called me.
Next course of action.
Okay, so, beyond last week, I went to the police headquarters to try to get an understanding as to why she did what she did, right? Monday gone, because last week I was trying to get answers. Monday gone, I went back to police headquarters. An officer, the receptionist by the foyer gave me an officer number to call to find out the update. So he told me that he called a female officer to find out what happened. She told him that all my documents are expired.
Which is a lie. Which is incorrect. Yes, you sent it to me.
All of my documents are expired. And he said that the location, because she still was only debating on this location. She never debated on nothing else besides my location.
So did people reach out to you after this? You gotta say the people who they were.
Yeah,
they were
people. 2 people reached out to me yesterday. Somebody reached out.
It was a government entity, ministry?
Yeah, the Minister of Tourism.
Wow.
He reached out to me yesterday evening. They said they asked me for my documents and they said they was going to help me try resolve my situation.
Oh, that's nice.
So I appreciate all this because I did made a Facebook post, but I made it anonymous because I'm not looking for clout. I'm not trying to put myself out there. I just want my story
to be known. Right.
So everybody on Facebook trying, why are you hiding? I'm not hiding. Why is my identity important?
Right.
So after that, they, people always have in comments, why are you going on news? Why are you going to Because this didn't happen in one.
So, the ministry, boy, you see, well, big ups, shout out, love and everything to the Ministry of Tourism. And, of course, we know who the minister is there.
Mm-hmm.
Chester Cooper.
Yes.
Hello, somebody. But what about Roads and Park? Now, I think that fall under Bonamier.
Mikhail Bonamier.
Yes, and he's an amazing guy. Yeah. He's an amazing guy, and you know, I tell you all, I don't like touch these political things, but he's an amazing guy. So maybe he doesn't know about this.
I don't know how far it reached. I don't know who it reached out to.
Because it's going on week 2.
Yes.
And you still have not worked as yet.
It's numerous people that reach out to her, and every time they reach out to her, she has a different story. First, she told the media that I have 7 infractions. What are the 7 infractions? Then she told somebody else that not only say I was selling sauce and I wasn't supposed to be selling sauce, but I said she knew that I updated my documents.
Right.
She knew I was going to go pick up my documents after the meeting.
Right.
My question is, why are you still stopping if you knew? Why are you on the investigation if you knew?
Okay. And see, Bahamaland, we are here to be of service to everyone. The police, and just how when I say I love men, and men definitely have a place, and women do too. The police, we need them too. We do. And we need them to do their job, and we need them to uphold. Y'all know, we need them. At the same time too, guys, we need you to also, come on, man. You got to use some type of discretion when you're dealing with people as well.
Right.
Okay. And listen, this is my shameless plug. This is a shameless plug. Now, you see, I tell you all, I work with persons who going through, stinky relationships. I also work with people who are misunderstood, which leads me into the workplace. I also work with persons who, or companies who have issues, teams that are not getting along and you need it to be resolved. I work with employees who have behavioral issues. You know, they go to their job, but it's that little personality quirk that kind of messing up everything. That's when teams or companies bring me in. So, police force. Child, you all try call, tell it to Stania. That's what I say. So, okay. So, and then Candy Gibson also had reached out. I know she gave you a donation.
Yes.
Wow. That's who, like, give out money. Boy, not anyhow.
I was shocked because I didn't even know she was reaching out to me. And so many people messaged me and say, Candy was trying to reach you.
Oh, like, no. She always Candy. Watching. She's... Candy is always watching and looking to help people. Yeah. I don't care. I ain't give a fuck. Candy, be working.
Yeah, I really appreciate Candy. And she gave me some very encouraging words yesterday when I met her.
So if someone wants to assist or help you resolve this, how could they reach you?
You could reach me on 828-9030.
Okay. Why you say that so quick, man? Where I go?
828-9030.
828-9030. Yes, okay, ma'am. That's an easy number. Okay. Right. Brittany, thank you for being a part of the show today. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that you came on board.
I appreciate it.
Yes, and guys, this weekend coming up. Well, next week. Well, actually, I have one little free little something for people who little stress out tomorrow. Yeah, people who going through stuff, people who want to reset, people who have issues with their children, people who, whatever it is that y'all got going on, this is a session for you. And it's online. Okay, so you can sit back in your house. You know, I ain't got to see you and you ain't got to see me. Turn your camera off. If you want to be a part of it, especially the women, because you know I come for the women. You can send me an email. I ain't putting my number out here because y'all is be out of order. Tell it to Stania at gmail.com. Just send me a message. Send me a message if you want coaching services, if you are a parent and you feel lost, or if your children, you know, they're having a rough journey, or if you're in a relationship and you know that this is not where you're supposed to be, or you know, or you've thought to yourself, trust me. If I can't help you, only Jesus could help you. I stand on that. Yeah. I could stand on that.
Yeah.
With that said, we're going to end Tell It to Stania, and I will be back next week, Saturday, at 1 p.m. Someone in Roten Parks or Minister Bonamigi, listen, give Brittany a call. Help this woman sort this out so she could provide for her children. And where is it located anyhow?
Windsorfield Road.
What you have there?
I have a hot dog cart there.
Okay. Y'all know where to find out when we get this thing sorted out. See you next week.
Let's find out together on Tell It to Stania.